was the no comment.
Is this your largest press gaggle so far?
No, we've had some pretty good ones here recently. Maybe a few more cameras.
I know we ask you about training and stuff, but how about just your durability and the ability to run out there as much as you can?
You know, we've stayed away from, and a lot of teams now stay away from three in a rows, but he's the most durable arm we have down there. So I think we've only done it maybe twice with him this year, but you look up at the scoreboard or the velocity's the same, the movement's the same. You know, I think it has a lot to do with him being a starter early in his career. He wants the ball, he wants to be out there multiple days in a row, and it's not like there's, you know, any back off and stuff, and that's what you look for that third day in a row.
How big of a challenge is to have so many quality arms that are accustomed to work many days in a row, yeah, and save games, and then you have to use them in other roles?
Right, and they've acclimated beautifully. I mean, look what Rodney's done for us here, and not having to use Familia yesterday, using Buchter and Petit allows me to use Familia today on a day that maybe we don't have Trinan. So, you know, it's easy to say you have a deep bullpen, you can just keep running guys out there, but, you know, we're coming up on a stretch of 20 in a row, we're going to have to stagger these guys, and it kind of started last night, and the contributions from Buchter and Petit were in the seventh inning were great, that, you know, we didn't have to use a guy like Familia.
Do you talk to guys about that? I mean, they're professionals, but communication part,
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, always. And they know, I mean, you know, in case of Familia, it's, you know, we're trying to stay away from you today. We'll see where the game goes. I mean, if the starter comes out a little earlier, then maybe you have to use them. But we try to communicate the best we can on a particular day of how we're going to go about it.
You mentioned the 28
sets,
just especially at this
time of year. Yeah. It is a challenge, and you look at, you know, the way the off days are structured these, you know, this year, it's like you get three off days in 8 days and then you get 20 in a row. So it has something to do with playing the National League teams and the two game series where you typically get an off day before and after those. You'd like to see them spread out a little bit, but, you know, we knew coming in and looking at the schedule this year, this would be the one significant stretch that we have. And, you know, I think the last, what, four games of it are in September, so we'll have a bigger roster, but still we're going to have to be mindful of, you know, trying to get our starters to go a little bit farther and trying to back off on some of the bullpen guys.
I understand you almost had an emergency yesterday with Mike Fires before the game. Can you talk about how important was that he was able to go and plus give you six innings?
Yeah, and if we had to start Petit last night and I had another card written out for the potential of that, then, you know, we probably would have had to make some sort of a move today, and we don't have too many guys in our bullpen that have options and can make some moves. So it was important that he went out there and you know, he wanted to and seemed to, you know, pitch on adrenaline and seemed to get looser as the game went along, and probably, you know, the fifth and sixth inning stuff-wise was probably the best stuff. So I think he's kind of inspired by the situation we're in right now, and, you know, you see guys with certain bodies of work over the course of their career, and then maybe at times they're a little bit better because of the situation they're in. I think he's one of those guys.
Hey, Bob, when you were a catcher, do you ever tell a guy to get back in the box?
To get back in the box?
You know, you see the thing with Puig last night?
I probably at some point in time, but not offhand do I remember it. I did see that situation yesterday. I don't really know what transpired before, whether there were words before that or whatever, but so you're going to classify that under boys will be boys, right?
Do you think attitudes are changing or softening on that at all around the league with the so-called unwritten rules, or are they as strong as ever?
No, I think they're softening some. Now, certain teams, maybe, you know, veteran guys probably a little bit more still held, you know, look at it that way. But whether it's bat flipping season or stuff like that, I think, you know, that there's kind of a leniency as far as the way it was looked at before. And I think it has a lot to do with, you know, fans enjoying that type of thing and, you know, celebrating some things that maybe you haven't seen in the past.
I actually heard a guy on the radio, a former big leaguer, saying it's okay. He felt it was okay to do that stuff after the seventh inning, like one through six, no, but seventh inning, it's pretty complicated.
I don't know. Yeah, I think each guy has his own way of looking at those type of things. But you're definitely seeing a little bit more, you know, the celebratory type instances than maybe you did in the past.
Michael,
after so many years of witnessing the dominant Fenix Hernandez in this place, now you saw him as a reliever yesterday. What are some of the things you see of him now? And do you think he's one of those guys that can be able to come back to the rotation successfully?
Based on the way he pitches against us, certainly on this mound, I wasn't surprised the way that he pitched. I mean, basically it was one pitch to Jed for a two-run homer, and other than that, he kept us off balance, used his split behind in the count, threw his curveballs for strikes. I mean, it's basically what we've seen in the past. You know, you look up and you see the ERA and, you know, some of the numbers that are a little bit different than what you're used to seeing from him. But, you know, other than maybe a few miles an hour on the fastball, which against us he's been able to combat with other pitches, I didn't see a whole lot different. He took some BP yesterday, live BP. He ran the bases today, so I think we're starting to get a little bit closer with him. I think he'll go through the next series taking batting practice. At some point in time, we'll get him out on a rehab assignment. He's been out for a while. If we can get him back in September, I think that's probably the goal.
Good.